and a supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, praise belongs to Allah who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day He appointed for a rising. To Thee belongs praise, for Thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst Thou willed, Thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to Thee belongs praise, for Thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick and healed, and made well and afflicted, and sat upon the throne and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate Thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for Thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to Thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to Thee, to be joyful in worshipping Thee, to be desirous of Thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me Thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom Thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you on the week of unity. That is a special week for all Muslims all around the globe. This week is entitled The Week of Unity by the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. Congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Today, Tuesday, is the 14th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Imran from the Holy Quran, verse 64.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون.
Say, O people of the scripture, come to a word that is equitable between us and you, that we will not worship except Allah, and not associate anything with Him, and not take one another as lords instead of Allah. But if they turn away, then say, bear witness that we are Muslims, submitting to Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This ayah introduces monotheism as the source of unity and solidarity among various religions and calls on them to unify with each other and set up a safe community far from oppression and transgression. Undoubtedly, Muslims, as the initial nucleus of this conversions can play an important role. When members of the society give up differences and their hearts become close to each other, the enemy cannot harm them.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard, each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They can never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to IRIB English Radio from Iran. This program is today's special, and we're speaking about the importance of unity in the world of Islam on the Week of Unity. Among the basic principles of Islam are unity and coming together. We can see in the ruling and aspects of Islam that unity and coming together is either enjoined as an obligation or is recommended for the sunnah. There are aspects such as one Lord, one book, one prophet, one religion, one direction or qibla, and one ummah. Salah and Hajj are prime examples of the unity and the call of coming together in Islam. Everyone, rich, poor, young, old, all ethnicities are enjoined to come to Salah and pray in congregation. Similarly, for Hajj, whoever can afford it are all obliged to do Hajj and are supposed to wear the same type of garment. Imagine millions wearing the same type of garment at the same place at the same time. What better example can we get of coming together and of unity? No other religion calls for that.
Sheikh Rouhani.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In this episode, actually, we are going to talk about the role of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the 14 infallibles, I mean the A'imma Alayhimu Salatu Wassalam, in establishing wahda and unity among Muslim ummah. You see, in the history, it is mentioned that some people of Mecca, Muslims in Mecca, they migrated from Mecca to Medina by the Prophet. When the Prophet migrated from Mecca to Medina, of course, other Muslims also went from Mecca to Medina. When they left Mecca for Medina, so the people of Medina actually some of the people of Medina had actually a kind of difficult or kind of hard kind of lives because economically talking, they were not in a good kind of situation or conditions. And that's why it was really difficult for them to serve their own people. And in addition to their own people, also the people who migrated from Mecca to Medina. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when taught these people Islam and the teachings and doctrines of Islam, not only they accepted these muhajirin and migrate and immigrants as residents of Medina, but as brothers. There was a kind of brotherhood between the people of Medina as well as the other people who came from other cities to Medina. So this way, actually, Prophet ﷺ united the Muslims, not only in Medina, but also in Mecca, in the other cities. And then step by step, when the teachings and doctrines of Islam spread it all over the Arab Peninsula and other cities and areas and regions, then the other people also accepted Islam and embraced Islam wholeheartedly because of these teachings and doctrines of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Under the topic of unity, we look at culture and sectarian division. Islam is what brings us together and should never be what tears us apart. Achieving unity is a goal that all Muslims should collectively strive for. Prophet Muhammad stated in his farewell sermon that not a single person of any race or ethnicity is better than another person except in righteousness. Muslims face these divisions from their very first days of trying to fit in. Muslims arrive at a masjid, oftentimes to find cliques that are segregated by race and or ethnicity. Muslims almost never fit the mold, feeling like an outcast. When we see a new Muslim or even someone we are not familiar with at the masjid, we should go up to them and welcome them. The problem lies in the fact that Muslims believe many of their cultural traditions are part of Islam when they are not. This is very dangerous. Okay, for today, one point that related to any Muslim that help him or her learn to criticize without hurting. What's that? That was among the things any Muslim can personally do to help foster Islamic unity. Again, I repeat, learn to criticize without hurting. The way some Muslims criticize each other, you think they were talking to an Islam basher instead of a fellow brother or sister. This type of ignorant behavior is a sure way to create anger, hurt, and dissension. It is no route towards unity. We must learn the etiquette of criticism, whether it is towards individual Muslims or our leaders. Knowing and implementing this will not only help solve problems in a particular manner, but it will also lead to a greater sense of brother and sisterhood in the community. If you feel that your criticism of someone in the past was rude or hurtful, please go back and apologize to them. Before you do that, pray for that brother or sister, since the Prophet has said that dua increases love between people.
My heartfelt congratulations for the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the week of unity. Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salam was very, very committed to unity. And this is not surprising, because whoever is dedicated to Islam, dedicated to faith, dedicated to will of God, for sure he would be dedicated to unity. Those who divide people, you should doubt their genuine faith. Either they are ignorant or they are not sincere. It's very rare that an educated, enlightened, faithful, sincere believer would take unity as something which is not important, something which is not necessary. It's very rare. Maybe you can say it's impossible. Unless someone has, you know, big misunderstandings. Any Muslim who is enlightened and is sincere, his love for Islam, his love for faith, his love for the values that we share, and indeed we share with other believers in God, would make him committed to unity. Now look at this beautiful saying of Amirul Mu'minin al-Salam in Nahjul Balagha, Sermon 192. He says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَ قَدْ امْتَنَّ عَلَى جَمَاعَةِ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ فِي مَا عَقَدَ بَيْنَهُمْ مِنْ حَبْلِ هَذِهِ الْأُلْفَةِ. Referring to the verse from Surah Al-Imran, وَأَتَصِبُوا وَحَبْلِ اللَّهَ جَمِيعًا وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. As we just explained, he says, Allah has truly obliged, امتنى, has had great favor upon this ummah by uniting them and bringing this bond among them, the rope of ulfa, friendship, affectionate love. التي ينتقلون في ظلها ويأوون إلى كنفها بنعمة لا يعرف أحد من المخلوقين لها قيمة. He says, this is a blessing that they leave, they move around, they take refuge from this blessing. And no creature knows the value of this gift, of this ni'mah. لِأَنَّهَا أَرْجَحُ مِنْ كُلِّ ثَمَنْ وَأَجَلُّ مِنْ كُلِّ خَبَرْ. This is better than any cost, any price, and it's greater than any value.
That was all for today's episode of today's special about unity. Inshallah, we follow this interesting topic. So, till then, till another time we meet each other, we leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta al-nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursaleen. رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين.
food for thought.
Salam, and here are words of guidance from the Prophet of Islam that are food for thought for Islamic unity. On the resurrection day, no foot of a servant of Allah will move before being asked about four things: the years and how they were spent, the body and how it was used, the wealth and how it was earned and spent, and about love towards us, the Ahlul Bayt.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners, because as you know, we are in the week of unity, the unity between the various sects within Islam, between the Sunnis and the Shias. And you know, this is a very important week, because unity in this day and age is something very important, considering that there's a lot of people, both within Islam, within the Islamic nation as well as outside of it, who are kind of encouraging Muslims to, you know, to fight with one another, to engage in conflict with one another, both verbal as well as you know, physical, economic, and in every way possible. And you know, there are ulterior motives behind such encouragement, the encouragement of disunity between Muslims. And so unity is something more important today than it was, you know, in the past. Unity is something which has been encouraged in both, you know, the Quran, and there's many verses in the Holy Quran which allude to the importance of unity. For example, Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, He describes the believers as brothers of one another, right? Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa, right? This is a famous verse in the Holy Quran. God says that the believers are like brothers with one another, you know, God establishes this kind of connection and unity between the believers. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sunnat was to unite the believers. It is famous that when the Prophet migrated from Mecca to Medina, right? He brought along with him some of the believers from Mecca, who later became known as the Muhajirun, the migrants, right? He established the pact of brotherhood, right? Between, you know, the believers from the Muhajirun and the believers from the Ansar, the helpers, the believers in Medina, right? So, you know, this is the Prophet was always, you know, pushing for unity between people, right? And one of the most important verses in this regard is the famous verse of the Holy Quran, which God says that there is no virtue, right, over one person over another, except by means of taqwa and piety. Inna akramakum Allah inda Allahi atqakum. Right, people are not more virtuous than one another, except by means of piety. In this regard, a famous hadith or tradition has been narrated from the Prophet, where he says, "No sooner do people go astray than they exaggerate in dispute with one another. Dispute and disunity amongst people is a sign of their misguidance and their having gone astray." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the importance of unity and the gravity of disunity in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, respected listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here we are again with some of our students from Sevier International School, Brother Hussein Rohullah and Fawad Haider and Brother Hassan Nasrullah. And I'm going to say hello to them, inshallah. Then we will be here with you with our next session. So, hello, Hussein Rohullah, how are you doing?
Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Assalamu
alaikum. Fine, sir, how are you?
Thank you so much, alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine, how are you? How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Hassan Nasrullah, how are you?
Fine, sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you so much. So, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. So, today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll be working on one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we'll, inshallah, carry on. Fawad Haider, Hussein, and Hassan. So, today, inshallah, we'll be working on ayah number 29 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, before we start, are you going to listen to this ayah?
Yes.
Yeah, let's listen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم.
Thank you. So, I'm going to read this ayah, inshallah, recite this ayah. You listen and repeat. Hassan, right?
Yes.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا
هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا
ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات
ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات
وهو بكل شيء عليم
وهو بكل شيء عليم
عن عليم إن عليم وهو بكل شيء عليم
وهو بكل شيء عليم
أحسنت ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. In the previous session, we worked on ayah 28, and Allah Almighty was asking a question that how do you disbelieve in Allah, right? كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا. You were dead. You were dead, yes? We brought you to life. We gave you life. And we made you die. And we bring you to life again. And then you will go to Allah Almighty, okay? So, in this ayah, and huwa alladhi, it's also talking about Allah Almighty. That, which Allah? Huwa. That Allah. Alladhi. That. He. That. Okay? The Allah Almighty. خَلَقَ لَكُمْ has created for you. Lakum, for you, Fawad, okay? Lakum means for you. For you human beings. For Fawad, for Hussein, for Hassan. Okay? خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرُضِ جَمِيعًا مَا, whatever. فِي الْأَرُضِ. On the earth. Whatever on the earth is, okay? جَمِيعًا, all of them. Allah Almighty is the one who has created everything for you on the earth that you see. Okay? And the skies as well, they are for you. Okay, you can go to the sky, breath, jump, fly, whatever you want to do, okay? All are for you. Okay, you want to go to the Mars, moon, son, whatever, wherever you want to go, all of them are for you. خَلَقَ لَكُمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. Then he turned to the heavens and fashioned it into seven heavens, okay? And he has knowledge of all things. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. One of the attributes of Allah Almighty is عَلِيمٌ. Al-Alim. Al-Alim means the all-knowing. So whatever he does is based on his knowledge. So he knew that if I create these things, I will create this for human beings. And he knew that why is he gonna create human beings, okay? In the next coming ayahs, inshallah, we'll be talking about the creation of Allah, Adam alayhi salam, human being, okay? So we have to ask a question here, okay? In this ayah, that how can we deny a creator like Allah Almighty, that he has created everything for us? Yes? And I told you this story of that king, okay, who was denying the existence of Allah Almighty. So it is impossible to disbelieve in Allah. It's impossible not to believe that there is an existence. Okay? There is an existence.
Yes.
Someone like Allah Almighty. Okay? A power behind this. So that power is called Allah Almighty. We call it, in Arabic, we call it Allah. Yeah? That's the name he has been chosen. Okay? He has chosen for himself. Allah, okay? And in Persian we say Khuda. In English we say God,
yes.
Okay? That's what different names we have. But that's exactly what we all believe in. All right? Yes. He is exactly what we all believe in. So, how can you deny the existence of Allah Almighty?
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So now let's go to the Tajweed rules. And I really recommend our brothers, okay, and sisters who are listening to us, they have to refer to Tafasir book, okay, for more explanation. This was just an introduction, a short explanation. So huwa alladhi, huwa alladhi, okay, huwa alladhi. When you read these two words together, you have to skip that hamzatul wasl. Huwa alladhi, huwa alladhi, no, huwa alladhi, that's hamzatul wasl. So Fawad, huwa alladhi, can you read this?
Huwa alladhi.
Ahsan, ladhi yamad, okay. Khalaqa, kha, la, kha. Heavy sound, light sound, heavy sound. Kha, heavy, la, light, kha, heavy. Kha, la, kha. Kha, la, kha. Lakum, right? How do you say, Hussein?
Khalaqa lakum.
Ahsan, huwa alladhi khalaqa lakum. Khalaqa lakum. Mim sakin plus mim. Hassan, do you know what rule is applied here? When you see a mim sakin plus another mim?
Iqlab or idgham?
Idgham, right. Idgham is correct. Yes. Idgham. Idgham and with ghunna. Khalaqa lakum ma. Khalaqa lakum ma. Fil ardi jami'a. Okay. Fil ardi. Hussein, what rule is applied on the letter ra of the word ard?
It would be heavy.
Heavy, heavily pronounced. Yes. Ardi. It is sakin, doesn't have any harakat, no, doesn't have any fatha, but since there is a fatha sound before, it has to be pronounced heavily. So, fil ardi jami'an. Actually, I didn't have to stop here, but I stopped because the ayah was a bit longer, okay, and we wouldn't have that much breath, okay, that long breath. So, jami'a, if you stop, then mean fatha jami'an will be changed, Hassan, to what? To alif mad. مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. When you stop, do not say جَمِيعًا. جَمِيعًا. Alright? ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى. Hamzatul wasl of استوى has to be pronounced. Has to be pronounced or skipped. ثُمَّ استوى, right? ثُمَّ استوى.
It should be skipped.
It should be skipped. ثُمَّ استوى. So if you start from this word, okay, how do you start? What harakat do you assign the hamzatul wasl with? Fatha, kasra,
fatha.
Fatha, astawa. Huh?
Because of the third letter.
Yeah, that's wrong. Okay, because of the third letter, you said that's correct. That letter has fatha, but hamzatul wasl will not be assigned with fatha. We said if the third letter has fatha or kasra, it will be assigned with?
Kasra.
Kasra. So, istawa. Thumma, if you start from istawa, you say istawa, not astawa, not ustawa. Thumma istawa, if you connect, you skip it. Thumma istawa ila sama istawa, the mat is not wajib, it's jaiz munfasil, you know that. Ila sama, the word sama always, okay, whenever you see a mat on the top, okay, it's wajib muttasil. Because the mad, harful mad, and the hamza are in the same word. Thumma istawa ila sama. All right?
Yes.
Next, fasawwahunna. Hunna, nun sakin, plus nun, or we say nun mushaddad. It's called idgham rulyas. Fasawwahunna. Yeah, you merge them together. Sab'a. Fawad, how do you say sab'a? Say this. The letter ba has to be pronounced with qalqala sound.
Sab'a.
Ahsan. Sab'a. Superb. Samawat. If you stop, tanween kasra will be changed to sukoon. Can you say, Hassan, can you say sab'a samawat? Can you read this?
Sab'a samawat.
Ahsan. Sab'a samawat. Superb. And the last part of this ayah. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. So, there is a jim. Do you see what I'm saying? Samawat. Sab'a samawat. Then a jim, yeah?
Yes.
What does it say?
Yes, that you can stop here.
It's permissible. Yes. You have two options. Stop. Continue. Okay. Yes?
Yes.
So, Hussein, I want you to recite this ayah for us. And then, inshallah, we'll finish this session. Our brothers and sisters will be listening to your recitation. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ahsan, louder.
هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات
أحسنت
وهو بكل شيء عليم.
Superb. Thank you so much. Let's listen to this ayah once again all together.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم.
So, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We finished this ayah as well, okay? I really recommend you refer to the Tafasir book as well for explanation. And also, practice the Tajweed rules time and again, okay? To be perfect, inshallah, at Tajweed rules of the Qur'an Kareem. So, Fawad Haider, do you have anything to say?
No, sir, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, Hussein?
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Hassan, nothing?
No, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us today. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. So, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
Let's recite the Quran A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين ولأبكين عليك بكاء
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. فَبِعِزَّتِكَ يَا سَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَايِ أُقْسِمُ صَادِقًا. So by your might, my master and my protector, I swear sincerely, لَإِن تَرَكْتَنِي نَاطِقًا, if you leave me with speech, لَأَضِجَّنَّ إِلَيْكَ بَيْنَ أَهْلِهَا ضَجِيجَ الْآمِلِينَ, I will lament before you from the midst of the fire's inhabitants with the lamentation of the hopeful. وَلَأَصْرُخَنَّ إِلَيْكَ صُرَاخَ الْمُسْتَسْرِخِينَ, I will cry to you with the cry of those who are crying for help. وَلَأَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بُكَاءَ الْفَاقِدِينَ, I will weep before you with the weeping of the bereft. وَلَأُنَادِيَنَّكَ أَيْنَ كُنْتَ يَا وَلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and I will call upon you, where are you, O sponsor of the believers? Ya ghayat amal al-arifin, ya ghiyath al-mustaghithin, ya habib qulub al-sadiqin, wa ya ilah al-alamin. You are the goal of the hopes of your knowers. You are the aid of those who seek assistance, and you are the friend of the hearts of the sincere, O Allah of all the worlds. We said that one of the things Imam Ali alayhi salam is implicitly teaching us with this supplication, specifically this part, is the fact that we must be consistent in our prayers to Allah. Among the things that a supplicant should be careful about in prayer is that he should not lose that state of consistency in asking from Allah the Exalted. What is reflected in our books as Tarassul. And this is in fact the spirit of supplication. And it is that turning towards Allah, that beseeching and that entreating Him earnestly, that is the spirit of dua and supplication. So, Imam Ali alayhi salam, from the beginning of this Kumail supplication, is not losing this state. And that is what the supplicant should do. Because it is in the state of consistently praying without constraint that one may experience within himself that kind of turning toward Allah. That is how the true supplicant will empower himself in getting himself closer to Almighty Allah.
Oh my Lord, I swear by your honor that if you will grant me speech in hell, I shall amongst its inmates cry out bewailingly unto you, like the cry of those who have faith in your kindness and compassion.
And I shall mourn for you the lamentation of those who are bereaved. And I shall keep on calling unto you. Where are you, O friend of the believer?
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
One of the stories about a remembrance of the Almighty Allah and that consistency in praying is that of Buhlul and Harun. Once Harun was returning from Hajj pilgrimage and he stayed in Kufa for some days. One day he was passing away when Buhlul called him by his name for three times. Harun was astonished and said, "Who is it that calls me by my name?" He was answered, "This is the insane Buhlul." So Harun asked Buhlul, "Do you know me?" And he answered, "Yes." Harun asked again, "Who am I?" He said, "You are the one who will be responsible and should account for an oppression done in the East, even if you are in the West yourself. You will be asked about it in the hereafter because you are the country ruler." So Harun wept a lot from sorrow and asked Buhlul, "What do you think of me?" Buhlul said, "Compare yourself with the Holy Quran. Most surely the righteous are in bliss, and most surely the wicked are in burning fire," the Holy Quran says. Harun said, "What about our deeds?" And Buhlul replied, "Allah only accepts from those who guard against evil. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ." Harun said again, "But what about our tie of kinship with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam?" Buhlul said, "So when the trumpet is blown, there shall be no ties of relationship between them on that day, nor they ask for each other." This is what chapter Mu'minun says. Harun continued, "But there is Prophet's intercession, as we've been informed." But in response to that, Buhlul said, "On that day, no one shall avail intercession except him whom the beneficent Allah allows." Then Harun asked him about his wish. Buhlul answered, "Forgive my sins and take me into paradise." Harun said, "I don't have the power to do so, but I have been informed that you owe money to some people. Do you want me to pay your debts?" Buhlul said, "Debts cannot be paid with debts. What you possess is people's belongings and you are obliged to return them to the people, to their owners." Harun stated, "Do you want me to order a life payment for you?" Buhlul said, "I'm Allah's servant and he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, gives me sustenance." And this is, I assume, the most important part of this story. He continues, "Do you think Allah remembers and protects you, but he forgets about me?" That remembrance of the Almighty Allah is one of the key factors in our supplications. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islamite. Allah my Lord. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Youth Station. I'm your host, Zainab Askari, and I have with me...
And here I am. This is Asma.
Thank you so much, Asma, for being with us.
The pleasure is all mine, actually, for being here with you and with the dear audience.
Asma, I'm growing old day by day.
Oh my God.
And
don't remind me of that, because I'm already aged.
Exactly, you should not have that feeling that getting old is not something good, but it's a part of life.
Yeah, it happens.
And we have been discussing that in our previous session. We discussed that how elderly people matter. I'll start this session with the hadith we discussed in previous session from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. He said that elderly people in a home are like the ones, they are like jewels upon whom...
The source of blessings.
The source of blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his mercy and blessings over them. So even if you are there, you will definitely get that barakat, that blessing, that mercifulness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Asman,
and they're kind. They're so kind.
Not knowledgeable.
Yes, wise and so kind.
Kind, generous, I must say, generous. Because I remember my grandmothers, when they passed away, they would...
May peace be upon them.
They would, under their, deathbed, where they were sleeping for the last time,
or when
they were ill or like
so
that.
Sad.
They would have collected money in the handkerchiefs those days. And kept that for our schooling or for our jewelry or something like that. So they're very, very generous as well.
And they're supportive of the kids, you know. Just now that you mentioned the name of your grandmother, I remember my own grandmother. Whenever she comes to our home, I feel like heaven, because she's there to protect us all the time. And, you know, whenever I sit with her...
Shield. Shakes has a shield.
Yeah. You feel like there is an angel that is protecting you from every single thing. No matter how many wrong things you do, she's there to justify everyone that, okay, she or he is not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, we have some proverbs in our language, but I'll only